one of our favorite people is on the phone, and in advance, thank you to all the amazing listeners of this show with another crazy great story that we'll tell you in just a second. But let's see here. Line 9, I believe, right? Yeah, Susan Mahan joins us now. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
How are you, rock star?
Oh, we're good. I have someone else awake that'll want to say hi.
Come on. Is Owen with you?
Yep.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good.
Nice talking to you again. Are you 10 yet?
I'm 10. You're
10 years old. When's your birthday?
July 26th.
What did I get you last year? That's right. I got to get you something this year. I should have stepped up. Are you still playing baseball and stuff?
Yep.
You're the best. I love this kid. Susan, little backstory here. Owen is a miracle. He is. He was burned over 98% of his body in scalding hot water. You and your family adopted him, I believe, in 2012, right, Susan?
Correct.
And honestly, the miracles have been happening ever since then. What else do people know about Owen's background, need to know about Owen's background and your backstory?
With Owen, he's just so positive about everything. No matter what's going on in his life, no matter what's happening at the point, he always is positive. He wakes up every morning, the first thing he says is, it's going to be a great day.
You're quite a kid, pal. You really are, and you're such an inspiration to everybody else. And one of our listeners who heard you, Susan, the first time that you were on, and has heard every other time we've talked about it, and it just had followed your story, wanted to help in her own way. And I don't know. Do we have permission to give her name out? I don't know if we do or not. But her first name is Betty. I can say that.
Her first name is Betty. I don't think she wants everyone to know her full name, and she'd done this to not get any credit for it.
Right. So, Betty, thank you. A check for $3,000 just for stepping up.
To help cover some of the orthodontic costs that I'm going to have with two of the kiddos.
Now, how many kids do you have?
Right now, we have only six.
Only six?
Only six.
Yeah, of course. Oh, and it must be a fun house, I guess, right?
Yep.
What are you doing today that's going to be fun?
I'm putting my legs on.
That's right, putting your legs on, because you got to put your legs on to start your day. Susan, explain that, please.
Okay, so Owen recently just had another surgery a few weeks ago. The bone in his right leg decided to grow, and he had to have another inch and a half trimmed off of it. So he hasn't been able to wear his legs for a little over a month now, so guess what today is? Today we're putting our leg back on.
And that's why it's fun.
That's why it's a fun day today.
Right, because Owen can get up, get going, and run around and be the goofy kid he ought to be.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, when he is, he's crazy with this wheelchair. He is, I think since the last time we spoke with you, he tipped it over and got a black eye.
I heard you're quite the daredevil, Owen.
Yep. Oh, my eyebrow is missing.
What, your eyebrow's missing? Well, we'll have to find it. Listen, here's the deal. You have an amazing family, Susan, and I tell you this every time I talk to you, but you are a crazy good inspiration to the rest of us as well, to take on all that you've taken on in life. So anytime we can help you is great. I love that the listener, Betty, stepped up, but I hope others will do the same. You're not asking for the help. I am. Is your GoFundMe page still up?
It is still up, yes.
All right, so we go to GoFundMe. What do we search?
Just Owen Mahan.
OwenMahan.
Yes.
And how old are the kids? What age range?
The youngest one is 2. I have a 2-year-old, a recently 3-year-old. Then we have 2 8-year-olds. And then Owen's going to be 11 next month. And then Taylor is 13.
No, he's 14.
He's 14. I'm sorry. Thank you.
That's good. You know what? You got to keep an eye on Mom. You know what I'm saying, Owen?
Yeah, he does sometimes. So while he's sitting up here, he has a challenge for all your listeners.
Oh, well, I'd love to hear it. What's the challenge, buddy?
Learn an acronym, kindness. So you go around and then do something nice for somebody.
So, random acts of kindness.
Yep.
So, just whatever you can today, just do something nice for somebody else.
Yep. Like, we paid for somebody's McDonald's. He looks like he was having a bad day.
Well, and when somebody's having a bad day, you want to help, right?
Yep.
We
also paid for somebody's pretzel.
So all you'd like to do is all the listeners do a random act of kindness today. That'd be a positive change in the world, wouldn't it?
Two things on that day.
You're a good young man, Owen. Owen, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A vet.
Oh, you like critters? You like animals?
Yep.
What do you like best? Dogs, cats, chickens, birds, wolves? What do you like?
Wolves?
mostly dogs.
Mostly dogs. Do you have a dog?
We're thinking about getting one, but we don't know yet.
Well, you should definitely get one because you don't have enough going on in your house.
It's a therapy dog. It's for me to help get up and whenever I fall down.
Sure, I understand that. Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's about not getting him because he's too happy around babies.
Yeah, he's got to be good around babies.
I understand that. Yeah, because you got youngsters in the house. And I bet you're a good big brother, Owen.
We also want to share with you that we made a trip to Chicago a few weeks back and visited a school there.
We had a chance to tell Owen's story, that kind of thing?
Yeah, Liberty Junior High. Yes, Owen spoke to the whole school and started out, and he commanded that audience. I was so proud of him and so shocked at how well he was speaking to them.
Cubs, famous baseball players come in.
How about that? Well, you're a big shot now, pal. Everybody wants to have an opportunity to say hi to you, which is nice. Again, thank you guys very much. And thanks to Betty. What a way to step up. If you go to the GoFundMe, again, I'm asking, if you go to the GoFundMe page and just search Owen Mahan, and you can help too if you choose to do so. But in the meantime, all Owen wants you to do is go out and have a good day yourself today and do a random act of kindness for somebody else. Owen and Susan, thank you very much. Thanks for inspiring us to be better people.
You're welcome. Thank you for this. And I also want to thank all your listeners that continue to send him cards.
Yeah, you love the cards still, don't you, Owen?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Hold on. We'll get the make sure we have the address posted as well. Thank you, buddy. Give Mom a hug, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
Yeah.
Well.
Unbelievable.
I think we can wrap it up now and go home.
I think so. I'm going to top that.
As soon as he said, I'm putting on my leg today, I mean, that just puts everything in perspective.
That's why he's happy. That's why he's happy, because he gets to put his legs on again.
And all he's asking is we go out and do a random act of kindness.
Because they paid for McDonald's for a guy because the guy looked like he was having a bad day.
Yeah.
Again, he's putting on his legs. He saw a guy that looked like he was having a bad day. They paid for the McDonald's.
And I'm whining about the sun in my eyes.
Anybody that's whining, I hope, heard that phone call.
Yes, exactly.
That kid blows me away every time we talk to him. And by the way, Susan Mahan, some people are put on this earth to do things to make the rest of us understand why we should do a little more.
No.
This woman continues to step up. How many kids in the house now? Just six.
Yeah, and some are babies, right?
Yeah, and she's fostering all the time. Wow.